feel? How would you feel?
Pretty rotten.
Yes? You're this and you're that, and I can't stand this, and this about you. That person is telling you that they are being a gift, a mirror of the things inside of you that you are afraid that people don't like about you. Or the things that you yourself used to not like about you, but finally decided that, by golly, I'm unique and I'm okay. You don't have to try to please everyone. It is time to please yourself. For when you stand in your total truth, knowing your good points and the points that you wish to improve upon, you are acknowledging what you would call your negative or naughty side, and making it equal with your light, and there is integration if you can love both of them, no matter whether or not someone else can or cannot. That is harmonic convergence within the self. Do you understand? Now we're going on to a little bit more of how things are going galactically. Tomorrow there will be a very wonderful grand meeting in Wyoming in the Grand Tetons. The Grand Tetons mean the magnificent or grand breaths. It is a French word, Teton. So you are talking about breasts. What are they? The breast of the Earth Mother. A heart center, in a sense. There will be from the Brotherhood of Light, the Ashtar Command, the Great White Brotherhood, the Galactic Confederacy, the Antares Arcturus Midway Station, the Star of Bethlehem, the Israel, the Jerusalem, from Inner Earth, the Council of Elders, and all other beings of light, ascended masters, former gods and goddesses, the ancients from Sirius, the Native American grandfathers and grandmothers. It is going to be a council meeting that everyone that wishes to participate in will be heard. What is your wish for yourself? What is your wish for your planet? And if you are hearing this lecture long after that time, continue to send your wishes, your desires of creation and manifestation to that area, for there is a very, very, very large crystal within that mountain range that acts as an antenna for an enormous computer system that you call the generator of densities, God. If you would like to be present, I would suggest that you go to the mountains or be very quiet within your own home. make sure that all electrical objects and telephones are cut off so there is no interference. I'm not talking about your refrigerator, I'm talking about anything that has a computerized or circuited set of microchips within it, i.e. telephone, television, video recorder, stereo, etc., computer, etc., etc. Then if you would like to take some crystals and put them on the floor with all crystals touching one another, make the points of the crystals go in what you would call a clockwise manner. Sit in the center, beginning around 3 to 4 a.m. this morning until 6 to 7 tomorrow morning. If you are too tired to do this, take one of your crystals and before you sleep tonight, say everything that you would like transmitted with that crystal lying on your heart and put it in your right hand and sleep with it in that right hand this evening. Your message will be received. This particular meeting has to do with the fact that there have been some unexpected changes regarding the harmonic convergence. Not only are those particular already discussed earth changes in motion, but you are having many, many governments in heavy denial regarding the extraterrestrial contact that will occur. They are shaking in their boots, literally, for it has already started. Yes?
With the clockwise crystal, I just wanted to see you more specific. Did you mean the points point in a clockwise motion towards each other in a circle?
Yes.
Okay.
Have those crystals touch one another. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you were to stand in front of the circle that you are making, at the top you would have all of the crystals going down the right side to the bottom, then up the left side. Have the circle, the top of that circle, pointing toward north. Does that make it a little clearer?
Yes.
All right. Now, what do you want to know about harmonic convergence? You're going to have to speak louder. I can't hear you.
You were talking about the government being in denial.
Yes. About extraterrestrial contact.
Were you going to comment further on that?
Not unless someone asks.
Oh, please.
As I told you a few weeks ago, there was a ship that crashed in China, and those beings on that ship, many lived, some were badly, badly burned, and the Chinese government was giving them medical attention, and your Mr. Reagan and your Mr. Gorbachev were contacted, and the messages from the United States and Russia were kill them or let them die.
From Reagan himself, of course.
Yes. That decision could only be made by the head of a country. Now, to continue, you might know that your Mr. Reagan, the one that you elected, is not the one running that bottle. How is that? That is because there has been, let us say, a bit of possession going on. Have you noticed? Yes, but not the right kind. For my particular tastes. Have you noticed how confused he was a couple of 3 months ago, stumbling over his words? That was when the switch was made. Four, the right-left brain activity was being shifted as the new vibration took over.
Nancy knows in this body.
Who cares if Nancy knows this? And I'm not going to talk about it any further. That's not what the purpose of this lecture is. Everybody's going to be gossiping and humbugging and, oh, I wonder who he is now. Makes no difference. It's all a part of the plan. Yes, Ellie?
What causes the ships to crash?
The ships crash when there has been an underground testing, a nuclear testing, and light highways are what we would call our particular pathways into the auric field and to the planet. When there has been a nuclear testing, sometimes those light highways, even though they are unseen by you, which are made of certain molecules that follow the grid system of Earth, are shattered. And the ship will be going along unaware of this, and suddenly, kapowie. And sometimes it is at the exact moment of a nuclear detonation. You notice where Roswell, New Mexico is? That was one of the first most famous ET crash sites. You will notice that they were flying very close to what you would call an Air Force base, where there were many tests going on, and from your Los Alamos, certain detonating devices were taken around into the desert and detonated. And when the break in the road came, the ship was sliding down into that area. If you look at any other reported extraterrestrial crashes, like the one in Bakersfield last year that was supposed to be your new F-119 super spy fighter plane, which was still on the drawing board in the blueprint stage, you will find that there was a laser from Los Alamos, New Mexico, to Bakersfield, California, approximately 3 or 4 days prior to that, that cut holes in the ozone and blew up a constructed fake city outside of Bakersfield. That is why the crash came. Now, can I get back, please, to harmonic convergence? Look at the idea of exactly what you are creating within this harmonic convergence. There has been a lot of talk about millions of people knowing, and I would like to tell you that there is maybe tops 5% of the population of the United States that is even aware of this. Even though there have been articles and there has been news about it on the media, etc., 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 it is being ignored or denied due to the fear involved in it. If you look at the Inca and the Mayan and the Aztec and the Atlantean calendars and the Great Pyramid of Cheops, which have all pointed to this particular date, you will find also that the reason this occurred is because a new vortex of energy is being created. And those same beings that are afraid to look are going to be the ones that will be not only disoriented but choose to leave. In understanding this, you must give those beings their right of free will and choice. And the closer that the date comes, the more confused those that are aware but not doing anything about it will become. You will see that many times in nature, for nature should be your teacher, that there is a very great calm before a massive storm. If you look at the Upni reader, which is a metaphysical alternative to the news, you will find that the July-August issue shows in cartoon form the beach of L.A. with a tidal wave coming over it. And it is called the crash. They are talking about the economic crash. However, the young man that puts that paper out had called this instrument for information a month and a half ago, and that is what was decided, that in picture form, possibly something could be stimulated without creating fear. Look at the right to die. If you have the right to live, the other polarity is the right to die. You cannot, because of your own selfish motives, decide that you want everyone to live. For that may not be their choice. And the emotional attachment that you have to that person is all that you are looking at. The unwillingness to allow another being to progress in the manner that they choose, not the manner that you choose for them. On this planet, there will be many that choose to leave, for they are not at this moment in time ready and willing to take up the tools that will be needed to create a new golden civilization. And yet, they do not wish to be left behind with those beings that are in total denial and wish nothing but destruction. So why are they not allowed a choice? They are. And you will see, many of you have never been touched closely by death. Many of you have not had a close friend or a family member choose to move on to the next experience. Within, I will say, the next 4.5 months, you're going to find out that they're dropping like flies. For some will decide to stay through the harmonic convergence, And then when the new energy comes in, it will be too much for them to handle, and they will say, oops, well, I tried, but I'd really like to check out here. And they will be given a wonderful new space of learning until they are ready to incarnate again and aid in the time after 2015. They will be working on their own convergence of the harmony and melody within them. But they will be doing it in a non-physical form. So I want to open the floor for some questions, and you tell me what you have heard in other lectures that I possibly haven't covered, or what you would like to know, for this tape is going out to approximately 7,000 people that need to hear, and your questions are important. They would like to know what you would like to know, and they honor you for standing in their stead in this time-space location and asking.
Will there be a parallel economic crash?
Yes, Douglas, there will. A parallel economic crash. Now, why would that be created? Because your economy within this country is based on false. And I will say it again, false. F-A-L-S-E, false. Economy.
Yeah.
I'm not finished, please. Look at the idea that over 90-some-odd% of the people in the United States of America live on borrowed money that is non-existent. They are in deep debt. And to that degree, they are being controlled. That denial is going to be coming off, just like other denial. When you base an economy on a false sense of security, and this was railroaded by your Nelson Rockefeller when all of the gold was taken out of Fort Knox many, many years ago and put into Swiss bank accounts, and your country was actually put into poverty when it was taken off the gold and silver standards. Now, the proverbial jig is up. The only way to re-establish this economy is by devaluing your dollar, and in your LA Times newspaper, we had all, many, many of the entities that come through various channels on this planet, expected that to occur in October or November of 1987. Your LA Times, approximately 1.5 weeks ago, carried an article that said that the United States Treasury was not going to issue the rainbow money until February or March, I believe, of 1988.
Will the banks fail completely?
No. The banks will not fail completely. But you will find that there will be 5 or 6 very large corporations buying up all of the banks. Those beings that have owned savings and loans and had private banking institutions are going to feel the pressure of the Illuminati and the international bankers to close their doors, to be bought out by very large conglomerates. And there is an institution called the Federal Reserve Bank within your country, and another one called the Federal Savings and Loan Institution that are trying to force banking on a person-to-person, community-to-community basic trust between human beings level to be closed permanently, so that there will be more control on who can get a loan, and if they are 2 or 3 days late, 3 months in a row, no matter how much they've paid, their house belongs to the bank. That won't work for very long. Question, Judy.
Yeah, when will be the last moment for people in Los Angeles to vacate that area?
Whenever they want to. They can ride the wave. And I don't mean that to be funny. There are many beings that if they want to stay in Los Angeles through this devastation and sit there and watch it happen so they can prove to themselves that it really is going to happen, they can be lifted. Or in that moment, if they feel so guilty because they knew about it ahead of time and they didn't move, they can die.
And so many people release their bodies, the other entities from up coming down in these bodies and taking over and trying to show us.
You have tapped an energy key that I was not going to talk about. Since you have the brightness to ask the question, I will give you a truthful answer. Yes, there will be many, many, many walk-ins coming into bodies that have lived through certain earth changes. You are also going to find that within the next 5 years, you're going to have a new seed race. You're going to have many, many beings that look like you but slightly different walking the planet. Question.
What about the children?
The children that are already born into human bodies. The young star seed, I will call them. Many of them are going to be coming into their own. They may have come through 2 earth parents, but they come in very, very, very bright. And many times, the spermatozoa of the father and the ovum of the mother have been changed to allow a greater capacity during a point of missing time when both father and mother were taken aboard a ship and then the mother artificially inseminated with the sperm of her mate, both ovum and sperm having been altered. This will give an extra or transitional DNA pattern and possibly sometimes an extra or transitional vertebrae to the human body that star child is coming into. You will also find that there are approximately 278,000 ET and Earth mixed children that are ready to walk in this society and be teachers. They will look a little different to you.
How?
That depends upon the strength
talks to the baby, he looks different already. He feels different.
He is a star child.
Yeah.
We told them many, many, many months ago that there would be four coming from that group in L.A. And he is one of them. Yes.
Can you say anything about hunger?
What about hunger? Do you remember in the Bible when the children of Israel went into the desert and every morning they collected the life manna from the desert floor? And they ate that. Looks like white cotton candy. Some people call it ectoplasm. It is sent from ships. You will never, ever be in hunger.
Can I ask a personal question?
Yes, you may.
What you said about Mr. Reagan and his walk-in process concerns me. And what you just now said about children concerns me, since what you've told me in private session. And I don't think I look different. And is my walk-in process a good one?
Yes, it is. Let me tell you something.
What?
If you look at your walk-in process, you will look at the fact that you are not accepting another being into your body, Jeff. What you are accepting is your future self. In other words, there was a decision to step up time, because at the present rate of progress that you were going, you wouldn't have quite been ready to channel and open yourself up and have all of this suddenly activated within you. You see what I mean? So the Jeff that you would have been in around 1992 decided to drop in around 86. So you dropped into yourself.
More of a soul merge.
A soul merge, that's it.
Well, pardon me for asking personal questions, but...
That's okay, it applies to lots of other people out there.
Thank you. If I'm a star person, and you think you've also said I look different, then I don't think I look any differently than anybody here. So.
No, dear, you misunderstood.
Okay.
The children that are part E.T., and part humanoid will look different when they come to the planet. Some of them will have a little bit larger cranium up here on top of the head, like the early Egyptians with